Some doctors take payments from drug and medical device companies, and the nonprofit newsroom ProPublica has been investigating those payments for years. Its latest analysis looks at hospitals and what types of hospitals are most likely to have doctors who take payments. And here to discuss their findings is Charles Ornstein of ProPublica. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks, Robert.
And tell us, mainly, what were your findings?
Well, there's actually really big differences between hospitals when it comes to the doctors that take payments from drug companies or medical device companies. Doctors who work at for-profit hospitals, so those are hospitals that are owned by corporations or individuals, are more likely to take these payments than the doctors who work at not-for-profit hospitals or government hospitals. And also, there's big differences based on parts of the country. So doctors in the South, southern United States, are more likely to take these payments than doctors pretty much anywhere else.
Now, you mentioned that at for-profit hospitals, the rate of doctors receiving payments is higher. But what about the medical or surgical specialties of the hospitals?
So it's interesting because cancer centers across the United States and also specialty hospitals like surgical hospitals, orthopedic hospitals, heart hospitals, you find a higher percentage of doctors who are taking big money payments. So those are payments that are greater than $5,000.
The implication here is that payments might lead a doctor to make a decision to use a drug that the doctor might not otherwise have made. If that's true, what could be done about that?
Well, there is definitely a concern that there's some type of a link between money that's provided by a company and the decisions that a doctor makes, whether that's in the operating room or with their prescription pad. And what the key thing that experts have told us is that patients just need to be aware and not be afraid to ask the question of their doctor, is there a less expensive drug you can give for me? Is there a surgical intervention that perhaps doesn't use a device that you're getting a royalty on? So those are the types of questions that, while they're uncomfortable, having this information may make us a little more willing to ask.
That would be patient behavior. What would be an example of, say, a hospital policy that might curb some bad behavior?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, because this behavior isn't illegal, and some people don't even view it as bad. But a number of hospitals have put in place policies that restrict their physicians' ability to interact with the drug and device industry. So they don't let them take free meals, and they don't allow drug representatives to walk the halls of the hospital or to access physicians as easily as they did in the past. And what we found in looking at this data is that a lower percentage of doctors at those hospitals have relationships, and in some cases, a much lower percentage of doctors.
Let me play doctor's advocate here for a moment. Let's say that there are drugs at issue, new drugs that are actually especially effective and better than the old drugs. If drug companies weren't out there selling and flogging and giving lunches and making payments to doctors, who would be telling them about the new drugs? That is there another system for telling doctors about what the best medications might be other than the drug companies?
So that's an excellent question. And I think the new drugs that are game changers, like hepatitis C cures, for example, they sell themselves. You don't have to see as much in terms of advertising and promotion. What we've seen as we've looked at the data in the past is that the drugs for which companies spend the most money on are the ones where there's less benefit, where it's more marginal and where there are cheaper drugs, generic drugs that are available on the market. And so that's where the companies really need to spend the money to differentiate their product and have doctors choose it.
I mean, where there might be a real consumer choice by the doctor, that's where they would try to influence that choice more.
Where the patient could save some money, and while the drug may have an incremental benefit, the question is it a benefit that's worth the cost associated with that drug?
Charles Ornstein of ProPublica, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Robert.